This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Hey, Sheriff, I'm not shot being at 55.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, whose Palestinian Authority governs parts of the occupied West Bank while Hamas rules Gaza, saying on Saturday, our people in the Gaza Strip are facing a war of genocide and massacres committed by the Israeli occupation forces in full view of the entire world. Israel has blockaded and bombarded Gaza for 3 weeks. They've moved ground forces in now. Western countries have generally backed what they say is Israel's right to self-defense, but there has been a mounting international concern over the toll from the bombing and growing calls for a pause to allow aid to reach Gaza civilians. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer with that story.
In a video address from Geneva Saturday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said the bombing Israel carried out in Gaza over the previous 24 hours was the most intense yet, and he said taking out the telecommunications in the area put civilians in grave danger. He called for a cessation of hostilities.
Continued violence is not the answer. I call on all parties, as well as third states, in particular those with influence over the parties to the conflict, to do all in their power to de-escalate this conflict and to work towards the goal where Israelis and Palestinians can fully enjoy all human rights and live side by side in peace.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In Mexico,
como era antes, ya hay presupuesto suficiente.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador saying we are going to get Acapulco back on its feet. The resort town slammed by Hurricane